This audio is a reading of the popular level paper titled 12 Days of Christmas and Epiphany, a reader for deeper reflection. It offers a simplified and devotional overview of the Advent season, the 12 Days of Christmas, and the Feast of Epiphany, exploring the biblical and historical background behind these often overlooked celebrations and how we can reclaim their meaning in our lives today. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, visual descriptions, appendices, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore this material in greater depth. D. Gene Williams Jr., PhD, Defend the Word Ministries, North Point Church Introduction. When we think about the holiday season, most of us picture Christmas on December 25th, family gatherings, festive decorations, and the exchange of gifts. However, many people are unfamiliar with an equally significant Christian holiday, Epiphany, celebrated on January 6th. This day marks the visit of the three wise men, Magi, to the baby Jesus, and in some traditions also commemorates his baptism. Historically, Epiphany was the grand finale of the 12 days of Christmas, a time of joy and deep spiritual meaning. For a companion paper, see my study, The Magi, Jeremiah, and Daniel. What is Advent? Before we even get to the 12 days of Christmas, it's important to talk about Advent. Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, meaning or it begins 4 Sundays before Christmas and is a season of anticipation and preparation, both for Jesus' birth and his future return. In the early church, Advent was more than lighting candles or opening calendar doors. It was a time for serious spiritual reflection, much like Lent. For example, in AD 380, the Council of Saragossa in Spain urged Christians to attend church daily from December 17th to December 25th. Superscript 1 by the 6th century, St. Gregory of Tours described it in Gaul, emphasizing the need for spiritual purification through fasting, prayer, and good deeds. Point Superscript 2 today, Advent traditions often include lighting candles on an Advent wreath, focusing on themes like hope, peace, joy, and love. Each week, believers can reflect on these themes as they prepare their hearts for the celebration of Jesus' birth and remember his promise to come again. Daily examples for Advent reflection and prayer. Advent provides a meaningful way to prepare spiritually for Christmas. Here are some simple daily practices to engage in from December 1st to Christmas Eve. 1. December 1st, pray for the hope that comes through Christ. Meditate on Isaiah 9 verse 2, which speaks of light breaking into darkness. 2. December 2nd, reflect on God's promises. Read Jeremiah 33 verses 14 to 16 and thank him for his faithfulness. 3. December 3rd, light a candle and contemplate Jesus as the light of the world. Pray for his light to shine in your life. 4. December 4th, remember those in need. Perform an act of kindness or give to charity. 5. December 5th, reflect on the prophecy of the coming Messiah in Micah 5 verse 2. Pray for God's purposes to be fulfilled. 6. December 6th, practice generosity in honor of St. Nicholas. Give anonymously to someone in need. 7. December 7th, pray for peace in your life and the world. Meditate on Philippians 4 verse 7. 8. December 8th, reflect on Mary's obedience to God's will. Read Luke 1 verses 26 to 38 and ask for a willing heart to serve him. 9. December 9th, rejoice in the joy of salvation. Read Psalm 98 and praise God for his works. 10. December 10th, pray for God's kingdom to come. Reflect on the Lord's Prayer. 11. December 11th, light a second Advent candle and reflect on the hope of eternal life. 12. December 12th, remember the prophets who foretold Jesus' birth. Read Isaiah 7 verse 14 and thank God for his plan. 13. December 13th, pray for courage to share your faith. Reflect on 1 Peter 3 verse 15. 14. December 14th, contemplate God's love in sending his son. Meditate on John 3 verse 16. 15. December 15th, pray for those who are suffering. Read Psalm 34 verse 18 and remember God's nearness to the brokenhearted. 16. December 16th, reflect on Zechariah's prophecy in Luke 1 verses 68 to 79. Pray for God's mercy and guidance. 17. December 17th, focus on the names of Jesus like and. 18. December 18th, pray for those who are lonely during the holidays. Ask God to comfort them. 19. December 19th, remember God's promise to David in 2 Samuel 7 verses 12 to 16. Pray for his faithfulness to be evident. 20. December 20th, reflect on the angel's message to Joseph in Matthew 1 verses 18 to 25. Pray for trust in God's plans. 21. December 21st, celebrate the winter solstice as a reminder of Jesus as the light overcoming darkness. 22. December 22nd, pray for expectant mothers and unborn children. Meditate on Psalm 139 verses 13 to 16. 23. December 23rd, reflect on the journey to Bethlehem. Pray for travelers and those far from home. 24. December 24th, read Luke 2 verses 1 to 20 and welcome the Savior into your heart. 10. To Christmas Eve service. What are the 12 days of Christmas? 12 days of Christmas aren't just a catchy song but a rich tradition that spans from Christmas Day to Epiphany. These 12 days were a time of extended celebration and reflection on the significance of Jesus' birth. Each day holds a special meaning, and the song itself is said to have symbolic Christian references. Here's a fun breakdown of the 12 days and how you might celebrate them in a way that keeps the focus on Jesus. 1. December 25th, celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Word made flesh. tend a church service, and reflect on the miracle of God becoming human. O Song meaning represents Jesus who gave his life for us. 2 December 26th, honor the first Christian martyr by doing something kind for someone in need. O Song meaning symbolize the Old and New Testaments, reminding us of God's promises. 3 December 27th, read the Gospel of John and think about Jesus as the light of the world. O Song meaning stand for faith, hope, and love. 4 December 28th, remember the children who died because of King Herod's cruelty. Pray for children suffering around the world. O Song meaning are the four Gospels spreading the good news. 5 December 29th, reflect on God's faithfulness and the protection he provides. O Song meaning represent the first five books of the Bible, which lay the foundation of our faith. 6 December 30th, honor heroes of faith and read stories of courage from the Bible. O Song meaning recall the 6 days of creation. 7 December 31st, think about the past year and the ways God has blessed you. Join a prayer service or journal about your hopes for the future. O Song meaning symbolize the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. January 1st, while some honor Mary, focus on how God brings new things from the humble and lowly. O Song meaning are the eight Beatitudes guiding us to live a blessed life. 9 January 2nd, seek wisdom for the new year by reading the book of Proverbs. O Song meaning signify the nine fruits of the Spirit. 10 January 3rd, celebrate the holiness of God's name and his commandments. O Song meaning represent the Ten Commandments. 11 January 4th, pray for the church around the world and for unity among Christians. O Song meaning are the 11 faithful apostles who spread the gospel. 12 January 5th, prepare for Epiphany by praying for mission work and that Jesus' light would reach all nations. O Song meaning represent the 12 points of the Apostles' Creed. The meaning of Epiphany. Epiphany is all about Jesus being revealed to the world, starting with the wise men from the East. These magi traveled a long way, guided by a star, to honor Jesus as the King of Kings. In a way, their journey symbolizes that Jesus came for everyone, not just for the Jewish people, but for all nations. Why December 25th for Christmas? Interestingly, the Bible doesn't tell us when Jesus was born. So, why do we celebrate on December 25th? One theory is that early Christians chose this date to align with Roman festivals like Sol Invictus to emphasize Jesus as the true light of the world. Another theory, called the Annunciation theory, suggests that early believers thought Jesus was conceived on March 25th, making December 25th exactly 9 months later. Why has Epiphany been forgotten? Over time, as our culture has become more commercialized, the spiritual significance of Epiphany and even the 12 days of Christmas has faded. The focus has shifted almost entirely to Christmas Day. By reclaiming these traditions, we can bring back the deep meaning of the holiday season and remind ourselves of the incredible gift of Jesus' coming. Conclusion: bringing it back to Jesus. Imagine if we use the 12 days of Christmas to celebrate not just with gifts and fun, but with intentional time spent reflecting on Jesus. By honoring each day with meaning, we can deepen our faith and make the season more about Christ and less about consumerism. As Christians, this approach offers a powerful countercultural way to celebrate, one that brings joy, meaning, and a renewed sense of God's love.